Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time is 12:28. Time to visit the House of 1,000 Beers with locations in Wexford and New Kensington. It's also the home of the best Reuben sandwiches in town. And check this out. It's your chance to learn radio from one of the most respected broadcasters in the Pittsburgh area. It's your opportunity to hone your craft with Mr. Paul Zeiss, an apprentice program. Register now at 937thefan.com and tell us why you should become Paul Zeiss's apprentice. And join him in the studio on Friday, December 6th at 6 p.m., sponsored by the Western Pennsylvania Laborers Association. All right, Ron, then let's get on the record here. Let's get on the record with this, with our pit predictions. I go back and forth. I like what I've seen. I'm really enjoying watching them play. But history tells me that they're going to blow one of these games. And yet, I wonder if the Penn State game, as far as pitting, as we described it, maybe that was the bottom. And the games that they've pulled out were very, well, they were classic examples. They were set up for Pitt to do Pitt things against Central Florida and against Duke, and they didn't. They reversed it.
They pulled it out at the end.
So if I'm going to make a prediction right now, they've
4-2 at the halfway point.
I'm going to say 9-3 and that they don't win the Coastal. 9-3.
Who's the loss against?
That's a great question, and it's impossible for me to predict because it could come anywhere. It could come in. It could come tonight. Could come tonight at Syracuse. Now, they're not good, but who is, really?
Nobody.
Other than Clemson.
Nobody
in the whole ACC.
Nobody in the whole league other than Clemson.
Might come tonight, as a matter of fact. Although I think that Pitt, with a little bit of rest here and healing up a little bit and having, again, time to get better, Kenny Pickett and Mark Whipple, I think Pitt's going to come out and play a pretty good game tonight and win. But it could come anywhere. That's the thing. But I say, I'm on the record now. I'm going to say 9-3. They don't win the Coastal. You?
I'm going to say 9. I hate to duplicate you, but I'm going to duplicate you. I think 9-3. I think they have a possibility of losing 3 games that they have left. I think they could lose tonight at Syracuse. I think they could lose at home to Miami. And I think they could lose at Virginia Tech. So I think they're going to win 2 of those 3. I don't know which one they're going to stumble. I don't think it's going to be tonight. I would say either Miami or at Virginia Tech. I would probably say at Virginia Tech. I'll say 9-3 with a loss to Virginia Tech, and they won't win the Coastal.
Man, after that season opener, I thought this might be a year where Pat Narduzzi not found himself in trouble because he signed forever, but may have taken another step back in public perception, and instead they bounced back.
You talk about pitting. I was at that Virginia game. And that was just a typical Pitt loss.
Yeah.
Home game, everybody's excited for it, and they just stunk. And I give them credit. They easily could have beaten Penn State. They really could have.
But
you talk about pitting. They nearly beat Delaware, lost to Delaware, right? That was 17-14. They scored late in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
They could have lost that, but then they come back again. It's a crazy team and a crazy year.
Now, what if they run the table until November 30th? And Boston, and they host Boston College with a chance to clinch it, with a chance to clinch their division.
That would be the ultimate pitting.
That would be.
But I don't think that's going to happen. If they get that game 9-2, they're going to win and go to 10-2. Boston College stinks.
I know they stink, Ron, but they beat Virginia by a touchdown, Virginia Tech by a touchdown.
Tech stinks.
I know.
Virginia Tech beat Miami.
Exactly.
Can I
follow
up? Can play
that game all
day? Can I
follow
up with the echo here? Miami stinks.
Yes. Now we'll see though. We'll see about Boston College coming to Pitt. That would be a classic case of that. But maybe this is the year that it just goes their way from here on out.
The defense. The pass rush has been extraordinary. The secondary is.
How about Taysier Mack? I think he's stepped forward as a star.
The receiver. Yeah, that's Pickett too. I mean, last year Pickett couldn't complete a pass. And this year, I mean, what did he come throw for? 8 yards in the ACC championship game?
Yeah.
In today's game, you think about that. Even I know how good Clemson is, don't get me wrong, but that's ridiculous. Looks like a totally different quarterback to me.
Quick aside before we get to Penn State, because I teased to this. So Larry Fitzgerald was on the field the other day with Kyler Murray, his quarterback, and he pointed to Julio Jones. They caught this on NFL Films, Mike's. And he says to Murray, hey, you're going to see something today. He's the best I've ever seen. He's so explosive. He's got no weaknesses, none in his game. That's what Fitzgerald said to Kyler Murray, the best he's ever seen. Now, I would say of his contemporaries, I wouldn't say he just said he's better than Jerry Rice.
Yeah. Best he's ever seen since he's played.
But you know what? I don't think that's a crazy thing to say.
It's not a crazy thing at all. He's certainly in the conversation. I can tell you one guy who wouldn't like that opinion.
Ronald Ocean?
Big chest. Would not like that.
Maybe he could interview Larry Fitzgerald for one of his classes.
Maybe a book report. He might have dropped out of school, though. I haven't seen that. No, that's not an outrageous thing. Julio Jones is an unbelievably good player.
Him, A.B., the best of the receiver of the 2000s, if you had to pick that, of this century. It would be, you could do worse than Antonio Brown and Julio Jones, right?
Right. A.J. Green would be in my conversation, yeah. Although he's been hurt this year.
I think DeAndre Hopkins is a great player.
Yeah, a lot of people really like him. My choice, Big Chest.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with
but
him.
But I'm not certainly, you know, somebody else wants to say Julio Jones is the best. I'm going to say, hey, you had a reasonable opinion.
Now, if one of these, Ron, I'm getting very angry at these computers, so I'm going to have to move on here. Is the type of thing you need a computer for. So I was just going to look up the NFL team of the 2000s, and we could further our opinion
you
on
mean
that.
From 2000 to 2010?
No, the 2000s from the beginning of the millennium till now, the NFL team of the century.
Has somebody picked that already?
I'm sure they have. They pick everything, don't they?
I have not seen that one. And, if Antonio isn't on it, I will be shocked.
It would have greatly enriched our conversation, but that's not going to happen. So let's talk about Penn State.
Now let's wait a minute and talk about Penn State. We got a lot of ground to cover here, and we're almost – let's do a little bit of a tease because we're going to have to break here.
Are you going to the game tomorrow?
No. I was thinking about it, and then it was a night game. Those night games are just – at my age, Joe, it's way past my bedtime.
All right.
You know what it's like to stay up past midnight?
Yeah, I did it last night. I couldn't sleep. I was filled with anxiety. But then again,
Why were you anxious last night?
Because I had to see you at 10 in the morning again. Aren't you anxious about seeing me?
No, I look forward to it gleefully. The night before, you had some stomach distress. Were you okay last night?
Better last night, okay. Yeah. Not perfect.
How about what's the dog's name? Bailey.
Bailey.
Bailey been good?
He's been unbelievable. He comes up and sleeps on my head. I sleep on the couch from time to time. Either fights with the wife, get home
or she
late.
She tells you to sit there.
Or like the Penguins game the other night, got home after midnight.
Fell asleep.
And then Bailey, I go in the fridge immediately. He thinks he's going to get a free piece of cheese, which he does. And then he decides that he's my friend then, since I just gave him cheese.
Where
he sleeps on my head.
Where does it stand with the second dog?
That ain't happening.
I thought that two female members of your house want it to happen.
They do, but well, I'm the one who has to take care of the thing all day.
How can it not happen? You will be overruled on that.
Here's the receivers of the 2000, from 2000 to 2010.
See, that's what I said, and you ridiculed me for it.
Stop using the word ridicule. Nobody's ridiculing you. My God, you're reliving some childhood trauma here.
Of course you go, somebody has picked it from 2000 to 2000.
They have.
They have not.
Yes, they have.
You're just giving me 2000 to 2010.
Because that happens to be the first thing I stumbled upon on the internet, for God's sakes.
2000 to 2010.
My God,
Ron. That wouldn't be Antonio. That wouldn't be any of those guys.
No, it would
Larry Fitz, maybe.
No, not even him. It would be Marvin Harrison, Torrey Holt, Randy Moss, and Terrell Owens, but some of those guys did a lot of their damage in the 90s. I'll take Julio and A.B. over them for this whole century. Would you?
Over the century?
Yeah.
Or overall?
Oh, in the 2000s.
Because I'm not taking anybody over Randy Moss.
I'm talking about...
Yeah, I know. If we're limiting it to this, Antonio for sure. Antonio had the five or six greatest years a receiver ever had, statistically.
Pretty soon, we're going to have to start picking our team of the two. What do they call it? The 2010s? Is that this decade?
Hey, we only got one more year.
It's It's been a very odd decade for the Steelers, hasn't it, Ron?
It has.
They went to the Super Bowl to kick off the decade. Does that year count? It's 2010, the first year of the 2010s. That would make sense, wouldn't it? And this is the last year, right? Sure. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I can count, Ron, and that's 10 years.
Which school, which one of the your high institutes of higher learning that you learned out how to do that from?
That was Cortland State that taught me how. Okay. But think about this. The Steelers started this decade, and it's going to be time here in about 2 months to pick all of our teams of the decades by going to the Super Bowl. Since then, they have lost to Tim Tebow and Blake Bortles in the playoffs. They've missed the playoffs three, maybe four times coming up in this decade, and they've basically had 1 year where they were a serious Super Bowl threat.
So you're basically saying they're not going to be the team of the decade.
Doesn't look that way.
Doesn't look that way.
Might have to look a little north for that. All right. I guess, Eric, are we going to get word, do you think, before this show is over on Patrick Mahomes' knee?
Well,
they said noon Central Time, which I still don't know is it's 1 hour time.
Yeah. Then I guess we will. I'll be glued.
Eric,
to that.
Would you? Are you hesitant to run a quarterback sneak after watching it?
No, but
you can't live in your fears.
You can't live in your fears.
Although,
when your
coaches around here have lived in their fears.
But when your quarterback is injured, you know, I guess you can make a point. But you know, does he run the risk of getting injured more, dropping back into the pocket, or going forward on what should be a routine play?
We're going to talk about Penn State coming up. That's what we're going to do next. They have a giant game tomorrow night, and it's a giant game for Michigan. All of college football, really, is going to be watching that one. It's Cook and Jack.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.